Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome. I'm Nina Hase, and here's what we have for you on this week's edition of Living Planet. Germany relies to a large extent on lignite, or brown coal, to generate electricity. Now, activists opposed to the use of brown coal have new fuel for their cause. The Worldwide Fund for Nature, WWF, has released its survey of the so-called Dirty 30 power plants. These are the 30 most inefficient plants in Europe when it comes to producing CO2, and most use brown coal. As Dave Croft reports, a coalition of international and local groups have united to carry on their fight against what they see as an obsolete and deadly form of energy.
The Niederhausen power plant dominates this part of western Germany near Cologne. Huge clouds of steam pour out of almost a dozen large stacks. The steam, heated by the burning of brown or lignite coal, is used to generate electricity. Siegfried Grotek lives about 5 kilometers from here in the village of Stohmann. He says the steam clouds actually produce a shadow over the countryside.
We suffer really from the bad air they are producing, the dust, and of course the shadows at all days. It's darkening the sun. And when we have the sun after 5 in the afternoon and there is no wind, the steam clouds are darkening the sun. And when you come here even closer to the power station in the afternoon, they have dark night.
Grotek says the power plant affects a far greater area through its emission of carbon dioxide, or CO2, and its contribution to climate change.
They are producing millions of tons of this gas. And this has a big influence to the weather circumstances here in Europe, perhaps even worldwide.
The Worldwide Fund for Nature, or WWF, has just named Niederhausen as the third dirtiest power plant in Europe. It's basing that on how much CO2 is generated to produce a kilowatt hour of electricity. I've been brought here by Grotek and two other anti-brown coal activists from Stohmann. Grotek is part of ATTAC, a group concerned about globalization, including its effect on energy policy. Helmut Spletztuscher and Helmut Spahn are both part of Living Without Brown Coal. Its members live in the Stohmann area, working to tell their neighbors and friends about its dangers. All three men are in their 60s and all are retired professionals. Spletztuscher moved to this area almost 40 years ago to get away from the heavily polluted Ruhr region. He says, ironically, the Ruhr is now much cleaner, while this area has become much dirtier. He blames it on brown coal.
Brown coal is an ancient fossil technology, and burning such a material will always harm nature.
Niederhausen is part of a cluster of power plants in this region, including 4 others on the Dirty 30 list. Helmut Spahn says they're here because of huge deposits of easily accessible brown coal. But he says that cheap coal and the power plants it's fueling are sabotaging Germany's efforts to cut CO2 emissions.
They plan to build so much new stations that it will be impossible to reach the CO2 reducing targets in Germany.
We're driving to nearby Neurath, where energy giant RWE is spending more than 2 billion euros to build the biggest brown coal plant in the world. WWF spokesperson Christian Territa says building more brown coal plants will gut Germany's plans to be a world leader in the reduction of greenhouse gases.
These new coal power stations will run for at least 40 or 50 years. Nobody will be able to tell power station companies that they should switch off these plants once they have been running for 10 or 20 years. Once they have been built, they will have to run for 40 or 50 years.
Territa says the Dirty 30 list already shows that some German power companies have a bad record when it comes to carbon dioxide emissions.
1/3 of all plants covered by this ranking are located in Germany. So 10 of 30 plants are German. And to make things worse, out of the 10 worst plants, you can find 6 in Germany.
4 of those 6 are owned by RWE. A spokesperson for the company said nobody was available for an interview with Deutsche Welle. But in a statement, the company says it is spending billions to reduce its emissions at existing and future plants. A series of panels overlooking the NORAD construction site lay out the company's plans for NORAD and other plants. RWE says it's working to completely eliminate CO2 emissions from its brown coal plants. Siegfried Grodek says that's impossible.
That's a technique they are trying now for the first time in another part of Germany, and it's not proved and given that this will work, really. And if it is really profitable to do so, that's a complete tale of story, what they are telling here. Fairy tales without end.
Grodek says the company should be looking at renewable forms of energy generation and, if necessary, sources like natural gas that are less harmful to the environment. But this will be a big job. Germany's Federal Environmental Agency says in 2006, 23.9% of the country's electricity was generated by brown coal.
They are investing in old technologies instead of really building up the new ones. We say in German, we have to decide between the evil and the devil.
The lesser of two evils?
That's exactly what you say, yeah.
Helmut Spahn from Living Without Brown Coal concedes he and his colleagues are in a tough fight. He says thinking in a new way is very difficult for many people. Nevertheless, Spahn says he's not giving up.
But I have three sons, and they shall have a good life too, as we had.
The next big venue this debate will be aired at will be at next month's G8 summit on Germany's Baltic Sea coast. Siegfried Grodek will be packing his camping gear into his van and heading to Heiligendamm. There he'll join thousands of other activists urging world leaders to take more action on climate change. Dave Croft, Deutsche Welle Radio.